Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest episode in this research series podcast from the Institute of Leadership and Management. My name is Juliet Campassi. I'm the Learning Solutions Project Executive here at the Institute, and today I'm joined by our research manager, Dr. Arwen Wilcock, to discuss the findings of the Institute's most recent research, Home Working Trials and Triumphs During COVID-19. Hello, Arwen.
Hello, Juliet.
Well, this is the second insights report that came out of the Institute survey, Trials and Triumphs of Home Working During COVID-19 Pandemic, and it focuses on life after lockdown and the future of work. Based on the research findings, what will the new normal look like?
So really, at this point, we still don't have a new normal, so to speak. We have what is our current ways of being and ways of working, but there's still many disruptions to life as we know it, and many things that can potentially change depending on what happens with further lockdowns or coming out of lockdown. But we're getting there, I think, in terms of, and we've got some really interesting insights from people. And so we asked people what they thought might change in the future of work. And we found that over half told us they thought that things like business travel will reduce. Only 2% said they thought there might be an increase in business-related travel going forward after COVID. We also found that high levels, about 1 in 2, think home working will persist as lockdown eases and into the future of work. Only 1 in 3 people think they're going to return to working in their previous locations. And with a similar number, thinking there will be a reduction in the formal office workspaces that people go to for work. One of the interesting things we found was how people expect meetings to be held. And 3 in 5 are expecting that face-to-face meetings will decrease post-COVID and as we're coming out of lockdown. Well, 1 in 2 people are saying that they're thinking there's going to be greater investment into remote working, and 1 in 6 people are saying they think that client meetings will reduce.
Okay, thank you, Arwen. I know the research differentiates the responses of different age groups. What material differences, if any, did you find there?
Well, we asked people about their experiences working at home, and we know from YouGov that we've shifted from only 7% of the UK workforce working at home before COVID to around 38% who working at home in mid-May, which is a huge increase. So there are things that are obviously going to be different about how people work and their ability to work under these new circumstances. So it's probably not surprising that we found older workers were more likely to have access to a pre-existing dedicated office or workspace at home. And we found this was highest in over 60s with 59%. And this gradually dropped to only 26%, so it's around a quarter of people who are aged 18 to 30 having a dedicated office or workspace in their homes. And yeah, that's probably not surprising based on incomes being generally being higher for older workers. And so they're more likely to have more space in their home that they can dedicate a workspace to. We also found that the older workers were less likely to be in temporary or repurposed office spaces, only 22% compared to younger workers. So 18 to 30 year olds, 40% were repurposing a part of their living space to be temporary office spaces. And the biggest challenge we found for younger workers in terms of workspace was the shared living space. We also asked them about IT and if there were impacts on their IT and ability to work from home. And we found that a quarter of 18 to 30 year olds told us they have poor IT facilities for home working. So this is things like Wi-Fi, but it also extends to computers and to the ability to connect with the office work packages as well. Whereas 1 in 6 above the age of 30 are also contending with poor IT. So really there are challenges there. We also asked about motivation and ability to maintain focus. Here we found that half of our 18 to 30 year olds are struggling to maintain their focus during the working day when they're working at home. And this gradually drops. But one thing we did find that was really positive was that 92% of respondents told us that their workplace was making adjustments that enabled them to continue working during lockdown. So it's not all bad news, but there are challenges and younger workers are facing greater challenges than older workers.
That's very interesting. Thank you, Arwen. So how optimistic are leaders and managers about their own future, but also that of their organisations?
We asked a very simple question. What do you think the impact will be on the organisation in terms of its survival? So do you think it will grow? Do you think it will survive? Do you think it will contract? Or do you think it'll go out of business? Now, across all our different groupings, we had very low numbers of people saying it would go out of business. 1% of the overall population thought their organisations might go out of business. And in any of the demographic groups, we looked by organisation and by their position in an organisation. The highest level was 2% thinking it might go out of business. So people are generally optimistic about their organisation's future. The highest levels of optimism were in CEOs. So 26% of CEOs who responded to us told us they were predicting growth, and 57% were predicting survival. And this was the highest, if you combine these together, this is the highest proportion of people saying our organisation is going to survive this and going to do well. The least optimistic were first-time managers, where only 5% predicted growth. This was overall the largest demographic group that predicted the organisation contracting and getting smaller. And 36% of first-time managers are predicting that their organisations will get smaller. But we did look at different industries where we had enough responses to analyse different industries. We found that overall in human health and social work, this was the most optimistic workspace, with 19% predicting growth and 78% predicting survival. Only 6% predicted that they might go out of business. We also found that the highest numbers predicting contraction, around one third, were in education, with 36% anticipating that there might be some contraction in their workplace. And this was closely followed by professional services and consultancy, with 32% of people in professional services and consultancy predicting a contraction. Then we found that a little over a quarter of people in charities were predicting contraction, and the same in engineering, manufacturing and construction, with this dropped in financial services and national government. At an individual level, we wanted to know what people felt about their future and the likelihood to remain with the employer. So we asked people, once the pandemic is under control, what they thought they would do in terms of their career. 74% aim to stay with their current employers. And that's, so 54% are saying they want to stay in their current role for a longer period of time. 14.5% say they would aim for a promotion, and 5.6% they would aim to move roles within their organisation. 20% were telling us that they would want to be looking to move to a different organisation once lockdown eases and there's greater normality in the world. And within that, we had 4% saying that they would go for a similar role, but over 6% saying they want a promotion, 2.8% saying they would want to go for a different type of role within the same sector, and 6.7% are looking to change sector or industry or their profession. So quite a dramatic change. And then we've got a number of people who are looking to leave the workforce. So 2.5% are thinking about retirement. A very small proportion, 0.6%, are looking at going into full-time education, and 1.3% are looking to leave the workforce for other reasons, such as sabbatical, unpaid break or caring. And then there's a few people, a very small number of people, who are looking to move to a role of lower responsibility, either within their current organisation or within another organisation. So on the whole, people are optimistic about wanting to stay with their current employers.
And finally, Arwen, what is on the Institute's research agenda for the near future?
Okay, well, we have a final third report coming out from this piece of research that will look at the experiences of people working at home, the overall experience and what it's like. So that will come out shortly in the next few weeks. In the autumn, we're going to be launching a piece of work about neurodiversity and inclusion of neurodivergence at work. So that's autistics, people with dyslexia, dyscalculia and other neurodivergent conditions and what their work experiences are. We have an ongoing partnership with Birmingham and York University with Kieran Trahan. So we'll be getting some research coming out of that partnership. And also we're in the next couple of weeks, we'll be launching our next research survey, which will be looking overarching at past and future trends in leadership.
That's great. Thank you very much, Arwen. Listeners can download the freely available publication on the Institute's website at institutelm.com. You can find it in the research section under what we do.